Well, good morning. 7:14 a.m. here on a partly cloudy morning in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Official temperature is 52, yeah. Nippy. I'm wearing an extra shirt today. there's no way I was going to come out here in just a t-shirt and a hoodie. I got my hands in my pockets. I'm staying warm. Sunrise this morning, not the equinox. The equinox sunrise, the sun is not actually rising in the east here. Sunrise is in the east. Yesterday and today, exactly 90 degrees due east. This morning at 6:50. We're still not at actual equinox. The day is still slightly longer than the night. Tomorrow, the 25th, the day is 1 second more than 12 hours, meaning the night is 1 second less than 12. So it's pretty close. So part of it has to do with celestial mechanics when mapped onto a sphere. In fact, all of it has to do with celestial mechanics mapped onto a sphere, but be that as it may, that's what the actual equinox looks like here. Good morning. So I bit the bullet and bought a new OtterBox for my phone because the rubber bezel around my current one, or my last one, had broken loose. It was frayed pretty badly. So I ordered a new OtterBox. And when I took the old OtterBox off, I discovered that the cracked OtterBox was because the phone had a really badly swollen battery. It was all I could do to jam all the pieces back in and put the new OtterBox in. The OtterBox is keeping all of the pieces in place. And the problem is that battery is dangerous. I need to get rid of this phone and get a new one. And unfortunately, this was the last Samsung Galaxy Note they made. The S20 Note is the last one of the line. So I'm down to getting a phone instead of a Note. I think I can still get one with a stylus, but I'm not sure. The, I don't know what they call it, Ultra or something. I'm not sure I want to pay an extra $300 for a stylus. The thing is that I don't, you know, the phone is the phone. That's also my camera, it's also my reader. So I'm really unlikely to notice the difference in reading. It's not that much different. Where it's going to be a big difference is in my grocery list. Because I build a grocery list using the stylus. I keep notes on it using the stylus because the stylus is a lot faster than my thumb typing, my hunting and peckering. So I don't know, maybe I will spring for the extra. I don't know, we'll see. I gotta take care of that today. This is it's gone on too long. Yesterday got away from me early. It was one of those days where it's like, oh yeah, I should get on my shoes. I need to get on my shoes. Let me put my shoes on now. Nine o'clock. Oh yeah, shoot, I was gonna put on my shoes. 10 o'clock. Oh yeah, I need to put on my shoes because I have to take somebody to the dentist's and get groceries, and the day is claimed. So yeah, yesterday got away from me. Oh, some days are like that. But I knew today was the last day this season to get a 90 degree shot. And of course, there's a cloud deck right on the horizon. So there was no 90 degree shot available this morning. It was, it took quite a while for the sun to break through above the clouds. But on Instagram, I posted a good morning picture that actually showed a glowing sunrise. And it looked pretty good. I have another picture of this. The clouds are rippled. Like there's ripples, like ripples in water. It's really quite striking. Wrinkles, ripples in the skin of the sky. High cirrus. It's a lot of really high cirrus. It's some mid-level cirrus too. Brush strokes from God's paintbrush. So, yeah, breaking in a new phone, it's never fun. Well, I like setting up a new computer. Anyway. I have my own dental appointment today. Actually, we have two. I managed to wrangle it so that, I have to take kid to the dentist, and I need to get my new crowns put on. And I talked to them and managed to get us both in at the same time, because they're two different procedures with two different sets of people. So I managed to get us both in at 11. And I'm hoping that we'll both be out by noon, but realistically, I suspect that's not going to happen. It'll be what it'll be. I don't need to get groceries. I did that yesterday. But, yeah. I feel virtuous. One trip, two people. Boom. What am I reading? I ripped through all the skills, the latest book for all the skills. I ripped through the last of Sarah Painter's The Island God. At this point, I probably got another Jerry Boyd waiting in the wings. I picked up, some time ago, I picked up a sample of Walking In, and I tried to read it several times and never really got past the first few paragraphs. It was like, I'm also out without my water bottle this morning, so I'm likely to get a bit gummy before I'm done here. But I started the sample this morning, and maybe it's just that I'm more in tune with the game-lit idea. Or maybe it's just been cleaned up a lot since the first time I tried to read it, because I don't remember. I don't remember it starting out quite so quickly. I seem to remember page after page after page of background. I got bored. I didn't care about the character. But this time it seems to be taking, so maybe I keep seeing it pop up in Lit RPG as like favorite. Top five favorite of all time for a whole lot of people. And I'm like, really? This? And a lot of the books in the top five I can't read because they're no longer, either not now or never were, self-published. Good morning. Oh, there he is. I was going to say, where's your partner?
He's following.
He's coming. So many of them have gone to Atheon Books. Just too bad. Take some off my list. There's still a lot of people trying to do it on their own. I'm still there for them. I guess I'm warm enough today. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Yeah, the other day when I walked and it was a blue day, didn't have the recorder charged up like a dumbass. I still slapped a monk post. Good times, good times. So, yeah, still playing X4. I'm at that stage of the game where it's like, okay, this playthrough is really awkward. And it turns out I missed a chance at an early free ship, and I'm like, oh, damn. And I floundered around a lot trying to figure out how reputation works and how the various skills work, and like, oh, I could start much stronger now. And the problem is I would start again at zero. Which is not, I mean, the additional benefit of a clean start, I'm not sure it really outweighs the accumulated equipment knowledge and money that I have accrued so far. Oh, there's some geese. Good morning, geese. They're all V'd up, so they're being real quiet. It's like, okay, why would I start over at zero when I'm sitting on 100 million in the bank and I've got fleets of ships that are, the biggest problem is that they're scattered all over hell and gone. I bought a destroyer. it was expensive, but I'm getting lots of trouble from the NPC enemies. And the quickest way to deal with them is to have a ship that's much bigger than them. And so I got a destroyer to tackle them, get them taken care of, cleaned out a couple of nests of enemies. So my freighters and my miners are not being harassed all the time. Still a lot of pirates. Still haven't figured out how to deal with capturing and boarding. Boarding and capturing. Apparently it works good on large vessels, not so good on small ones. Slowly getting my research done. Slowly building out my base. I have no idea what to do with the base, so it's sort of like, I don't know, what do I want to build? I don't know. I have this base, it's got a lot of cubic feet. I should probably build something. I need to look around and see what is lacking around it. So it's fun. It's not eating every moment of my day anymore, which is good. Because there are some times when I want to have a little ramble through Shackleford House now and again. So yeah, that's happening too. But I don't want to talk about it. Boy, the sun got up and it got hot. Of course, I'm wearing my polo shirt and then a fleece pullover and then a hoodie and then a fleece shell on top of that. So, layers on layers. I feel like an ogre or an onion or both. I also wish I hadn't come off without my water bottle. Oh well, I'll be home soon. It's gonna be my birthday soon. October's birthday month at my house. My wife and I have October birthdays, which is a little bit eerie considering that my father and mother had October birthdays. And then I have an October birthday, so were there three of us growing up that had birthdays in October. As a kid, I wasn't really aware of adult level birthdays. Oh, this is tedious. Cars everywhere at this corner. And for the longest time, it's like my birthday is coming up, my time is, birthday's gone, what do I want for birthday? I don't know, I don't care, fine. Think of something. Add a new game to my library, or Amazon gift card so I can buy more books, or I don't know, whatever. And I don't know, one year I got jeans. I try to find something fun. This year it's going to be the new phone. Not necessarily fun, but definitely necessary. Another expense on top of the car. Car has its own plates now. The car has its own registration. The request for title from the state is coming. It's been filed, so I turn in the old title and they're going to send me a new title. One with our names on it, showing us that we in fact have registered it appropriately with the state. I gotta find somebody to put the glass in. I got the glass for the van's broken window. I got that glass. I still haven't taken the time to find somebody to actually install it. I'm probably gonna go back to Safelite even though they pissed me off. Should probably check with some of the local glass shops and see if they would do it. Keep the money in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful morning, holy cow. I'm almost back. I've walked past the park, hardly noticed it. Little crabapple peas. Looking red. The big trees still have a lot of green, although looking around, the tops of lots of these trees are already starting to turn. There's a maple over there in the park that's already starting to turn. There's one just up the street. It has red leaves on the top and fading to yellowish as down the length of it. Won't be long. This Mugo pine got a lot of new growth. Holy cow. The new growth is a brighter green. Or maybe that's just the way the light is coming through the trees. Anyway, it looks pretty good. It's overgrown. I've got to do something about it. It's overtaken the sidewalk again. Try not to have the city come out and give me hell for it. Anyway, we made another day, another 2 miles. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.